This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's Katie, Jeffrey and Matt with you this evening.
And big news for the LGBTR community in South Australia this week with the announcement of the closure of the AIDS Council in that state. Joining us to tell us a bit more about why this has come about and what the reaction has been is the editor of Blaze magazine in Adelaide, Ron Hughes. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, can you first off give us a little bit of background about how this has actually happened? There's a bit of information about it being financial, but there's two schools of thought on this. So what's actually going on?
Well, the plain story is that the AIDS Council last year got into some financial problems. They ran into deficit. There have been claims of mismanagement of funds. So what happened earlier this year, there was an extraordinary general meeting where the previous board was basically overturned and a new board came in and a new interim CEO was appointed, and their job was to get the AIDS Council back on track and show that they could be financially sustainable. All the evidence shows that they have been able to do that. In the last 4 months, they actually halved their debt. And they were tracking well to be financially stable by the end of the financial year.
So, Ron, what went wrong there?
Well, there's claims that there was overspending by the previous board. Mm-hmm. There's even been suggestions of misappropriation of funds, which is currently being investigated. I don't know too much about that. Everybody's keeping their mouths closed, mm-hmm. as you can understand, if it's under investigation.
Completely.
Now, as I understand it, there have been two audits, forensic audits, that have gone on inside the organisation. So for those that aren't familiar, they're the sorts of things you do prior to businesses going into insolvency. And they've both recommended that the organisation is stable and ought to be able to continue, but the government's taken a different view.
Well, that's correct. There were two independent auditors, and they both said, you're going to be financially stable by the end of this financial year. The government should have confidence with you. But unfortunately, SA Health were unconvinced. I think they just lost confidence in the AIDS Council, basically. They didn't think that they could deliver programs. They suggested losing some staff. And the SA Health have said, well, if they lost their staff, they couldn't deliver the programs to their satisfaction. And they were also concerned that if they got into financial trouble once before, what's to say it wouldn't happen again? That little injection of confidence would have kept the AIDS Council going. But unfortunately, SA Health's dug their heels in and said, no, enough is enough.
So is there any way back for the council from here? And if not, or if it's going to be a lengthy period of time, what happens to delivery of these programs?
Well, that's a good question. There's no coming back really for the AIDS Council because they put themselves into voluntary administration. To show that they could actually turn things around, and they were doing that, but they asked for a package, which was to fund some redundancies, mm-hmm. and also fund the administrators, and SA Health refused to fund that. And so yesterday, the administrators went back to the AIDS Council, called everybody together at 4 o'clock and gave them their termination notices, and the doors are closed. So there is no more AIDS Council.
So the government has taken the view that they don't want to throw good money after bad, in their opinion. But the vital services, what's going on there? Are they continuing or are they stopping as of today?
They have promised that they will continue. They're saying that the funding will not change. The money just won't be thrown back into some big pot and applied elsewhere. Money meant for gay men's health will go to gay men's health. Money for the sex industry network will go to the sex industry network. Money for the needle exchange program will go to the needle exchange program. The only question right now is who's going to deliver those services. So they're frantically having meetings for the rest of the week to find other providers that will carry them on for the rest of this financial year.
All right. Hopefully we'll come back with a update to that to tell you who's going to be running these essential services in South Australia. So Ron Hughes from Blaze Magazine, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us tonight on Gay News Week.
My pleasure. We'll let you know more when we know more.
News and current affairs from a bent perspective. This is Gay News Week on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.